Case 20 of the Shoyoroku, the Book of Equanimity. Master Jizo asked Hogen, "Where have you come from?" "I pilgrimage aimlessly," replied Hogen. "What is the matter of your pilgrimage?" asked Jizo. Hogen replied, "I don't know." Jizo said, "Not knowing is most intimate." At that, Hogen experienced great enlightenment. This Master Jizo, in Chinese, Jizo is known as Ditsang, and Hogen is known as Fayan. Ditsang Jizo is also the name of a bodhisattva known as Kshitagarbha in Sanskrit, earth storehouse bodhisattva. But Ditsang, of course, is not the bodhisattva. That's a master in about the 8th century China. Ditsang, Jizo. I should say, some of you might know the bodhisattva Ditsang or Jizo. There used to be, might still be, a form of this bodhisattva in the garden on top of a tree stump, a mulberry tree stump. And often the bodhisattva is pictured with an apron, a red apron, and sometimes also a red cap. It's the bodhisattva who enters hell to bring beings to awakening, removing them from hell. That's one of the stories. Also the bodhisattva of travelers, children, women, those suffering. So, Ditsang, Jizo. So Master Jizo asked Fayan, "Where are you going? Where are you going?" Fayan came to the monastery and he said, "I'm wandering aimlessly." Another translation, wandering with the wind. In a way, we're all on pilgrimage. Jizo asked Hogen, "Where are you going?" Hogen was a senior monk of Jizo. He's been wandering around, wandering with the wind, wandering aimlessly. That sometimes you'll notice you're sitting zazen in the zendo at home and you're wandering aimlessly with the wind of thoughts, emotions that you follow along when they arise, feelings, remembrances. That's wandering with the wind as opposed to what? It's wandering away. Though we're sitting still, we're off in who knows where, who knows when, all entangled. We're missing right where we are when we wander. No problem with thoughts arising. It's what we make of them. Forget about thoughts, reactions of all sorts. We hear this. The thoughts come and go, the memories, the stories about the future, the what-ifs, the things we hear on the radio, on the internet, messages people give us. In fact, that's much of what the internet is about, blowing winds into our life. Will you wander with this? Here's this story to wander about. Here's that reaction. The same with our caught in self-centered dreams, is wandering all directions, missing right where we are, right what we're doing, right what this life moment is. Jizo, in a way, it said, puts down a hook. What is pilgrimage? What is pilgrimage? Whether we use the word aimlessly or wandering with the wind, what's the subject of your pilgrimage? So, Hogen replies, I don't know. What would you say? I don't know. Jizo says, not knowing, that's most intimate. At this, Hogen suddenly had great enlightenment, suddenly attained great enlightenment. Different ways to translate this word, great enlightenment, great awakening. Awakened to what? Enlightened what? What's this experiencing great enlightenment? But this case doesn't leave us stuck. It helps us further. The appreciatory verse. Right now, investigation replete. It's the same as before. The same as before. So what did he awaken to if they say it's the same as before? It's just like it was. Just like it is. In a way, this is always our practice. Being just this moment as is. Being just this as is. It's like before. A comment of a later master was, in Jizo's method of guiding people, the hook is in an unsuspected place. Suddenly he gives a yank, and Hogen has a powerful insight. After all, it was right to begin with. It was exactly right to begin with. We are exactly right to begin with. Our life is exactly right. And yet, so the appreciatory verse continues, having rid oneself of all intricacies, you reach not knowing. Let it be short. Let it be long. Cease pruning and patching. Follow the high, follow the low. It's level by itself. This is exactly our opportunity. Being free of obstacles, we can be this not knowing. Short, long, we could be in accord with when it's high, when it's low. Each is perfect. When it's what we like, when it's what we don't like. How do we respond to circumstances exactly as they are, is what our practice is. It's always this, whether we call it one day of practice or, as the verse says, 30 years pilgrimage. 30 years pilgrimage, a clear transgression against one's eyebrows. Clear transgression against one's eyebrows. How do you transgress? Or another way translates it, 30 years pilgrimage. It runs counter to the fact of your two eyebrows. Your eyebrows are right there. And yet you're going off looking. Our practice, our life opportunity is always right here. Right here. And what gets in the way if we get blown aimlessly here and there in accord with what the winds are bringing, what likes and dislikes arise in our life. All sorts of so-called obstacles come up when we know, we're sure we know how it should be or shouldn't be. Then we prune and graft and try to fix all sorts of things, especially with our thinking about it, our judgment of what they should have said or shouldn't have said, whether the they is our next door neighbor or someone we live with or something you hear about that occurred in Washington, in California, in Illinois, in Springfield, in Chicago. We have all sorts of pruning and grafting that we decide we have to do because the way it is an obstacle. Even if it's just pruning and grafting in our mind or in our chatter to ourselves or others, or judging about what she said to me yesterday and what I'm going to do to him tomorrow. This is exactly where we miss this intimacy of life, manifesting this not knowing, responding to this moment just as it is, being just this moment, breathing in, breathing in, breathing out, no need to fix. This is our practice, and we need to take care of obstacles which we place in our life by holding to and believing all sorts of things. It's enough, it's not enough, it shouldn't, it should, he, she. How do we be in accord with the circumstance of the moment, and then we can respond naturally. We could respond not because we figured out or we know or we react and we're holding to our thoughts, or we respond exactly out of, if I say it that way, this not knowing that we are from the very beginning. See? This not knowing, which is knowing. Sure, knowing is fine. Not knowing is fine. Knowing is exactly it. Knowing is the whole universe. Not knowing is nearest, intimate. Knowing is intimate too. Don't make some idea, oh, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, go around saying that. What's the nature of Hogan's awakening? Then, when you're working, when you're resting, when you're sitting, all is not interfered with being this intimacy, the most intimate, then not knowing isn't something that interferes with your knowing this and knowing that and being able to say hello to him. And, oh yeah, she has to get some more money. I need to put more money into that account. Nonsense, as in a earlier koan in the Mumonkan, the gateless gate. The way is not in knowing and not in not knowing. Knowing is false consciousness. Not knowing is indifference. Been translated in different ways. So don't get caught in this word. Then be most intimate. That's our life practice. That's sitting, walking, getting up, getting down, being just this moment. Thank you.